Hello, everybody. Thanks for being here tonight. There's a whole bunch more people watching this on YouTube. So my name is Lisa Shepherd. I'm the executive director. So thank you for coming out tonight. And for those who are watching, thank you also. Tonight we're going to be discussing Lakefront Park, specifically the area where the tennis courts or the racquet courts are and the playground area. We're not really discussing that much more into the park or down to the beach. It's just the area surrounding those features. Tonight we have Lacey Lawrence and Steve Connors from Hitchcock Design Group, who are doing our concept designs to showcase them, show you. We want input. We want to hear what you think as we move through this process. Everything that is said here today, the board will see. Anybody in home audience, we're not taking comments via the YouTube, but absolutely send in your comments via email. Those will be compiled and presented to the board as well. There will also be a survey at the end, and the participants and audience have it here to do live, and if you would like to complete it at home, please do that as well. It will be open for 2 weeks, so please try to have your comments in and survey any comments on the survey in by that time as well, so we can start compiling and presenting it to the board for their review. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to introduce Lacey and Steve and let them get started.
All right, good evening, everybody. I'm Steve Connors with Hitchcock Design Group, and Lacey Lawrence is also with Hitchcock. We're the landscape architects and land planners that the Park District has hired to assist with the improvements for, as Lisa mentioned, focused on the renovation of the courts and the playground area. So tonight what we've got for you is just a short presentation. We're gonna start to talk a little about the existing conditions of the site, the reason that we're doing these, the Park District is looking at these renovations, as well as some options to look at what that might look like with the renovated courts and a new playground. There's also some state funding that usually becomes available for parks. And so should that state funding be available and the Park District decide to seek it out, there could be some additional amenities that they might add to the park. Again, they'd be passive amenities, mostly in their nature, because we understand the character of the park really needs to be maintained. That's a beloved park on the lakeshore. The open space and the views are very important to the community. So the intent is to make sure we're preserving that within those improvements. But so as Lisa mentioned, our opportunity here tonight is to get your feedback, as well as through email, get the feedback of the viewers that are at home on screen. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Lacey Lawrence, and she'll give you a little bit of presentation. Please hold your questions to the end. There will be a Q&A period at the end for the presentation. Thank you.
Everybody hear me okay? All right, I'm Lacey Lawrence with Hitchcock Design Group. As I said, I'm going to run through a quick presentation regarding Lakefront Park. We're going to kind of review some of the existing conditions that occurs outside today. We'll review the concept plans that we presented for your comment. And then we have a few options to present on the playground design, as well as a pickleball tennis court designs. And then some open comment for some additional park features, as Steve mentioned, if grant funding allows for us to apply for additional funding for improvements. And then we'll get to the feedback, which is the survey. You each should be receiving a comment card that you can fill out, you know, during the presentation or after the presentation. And if you prefer to do it at a later date, there will be a link to the survey in this presentation. Also on your comment cards, if you flip to the back, there should be a QR code on the back. You can always scan it, and it'll bring you to the online survey as well. So if you don't prefer to fill it in here, you can do it at a later date. And then... All right, is this better? Okay, so this is an overall site view of Lakefront Park. So as you can see, we're focusing primarily on the west part of the park, where you can also see the pickleball courts, tennis courts, and then the playground space right next to it. And so those are kind of the two primary elements that we're going to be focusing on. But obviously the park, as it exists today, is a very passive park, a lot of mature trees. There is a walking path kind of along the bluff and some bench seating. So we'll kind of go through some of the pictures. So when you enter the park, there's some bike racks, some porta potties. This is kind of the state of the current tennis courts as they are today. Some pictures of the existing playground pieces, the walking path, some of the benches, some more of the pristine, like mature trees, and then there are some overlooks on each side of the park that you can kind of see Lake Michigan. And then kind of this is the view kind of near the playground space where you can kind of see all the way down to Lake Michigan kind of from the playground space. So with that, we prepared two concept plans to review with you today. So concept A and concept B. So concept A tries to keep things kind of in the same space as they are now, approximately the same footprint of the current playground as it exists today, with a few minor changes. And so also the tennis pickleball courts, you can see there's two concepts that we're going to be reviewing and showing you today. So concept A has two tennis, two pickleball, but that can be swapped for either concept. So don't base your selection or comments on concept A just based on the pickleball tennis, because we'll have a separate section for your feedback on just those elements that can swap for either concept. So as I said, concept A, the primary difference between A and B is just kind of the playground size. This one kind of is the same footprint as it is today, almost in the exact same location as it is today. So we would be improving with new playground equipment, new playground surfacing. So what exists today is engineered wood fiber. So in the proposed condition, we'd be putting in artificial turf surfacing with new concrete curb, some benches that would be around the perimeter for those to sit and watch their kids playing. We would also have some area of concrete paving, which is kind of, it's hard to see, the yellow with the little dots on it. That would have some staining or patterning on it that you can do some concrete pavement games. And then we'll have some additional kind of seating that goes, that you can see over the bluff, which would have, specialty paving, have kind of a seat wall, so it might be a nice area to kind of pause and enjoy the views in that space. And then there is an existing kind of swing bench that's out there today. So the intent is to kind of resalvage that one and kind of relocate it closer to the walking path so it doesn't feel like it's in the core playground space. And there are some improvements that are the same on both concept A and concept B. That being, when you're up against the road, number A, that's what the porta potty and bike rack location is today. So in this concept and in concept B, we'd be proposing like a privacy structure to house the porta potties, whether it's an enclosure with a roof on it or whether it's a composite wood like fencing, just to provide some screening of that element. We'd be providing some more permanent bike racks. So from where they are now, they're getting relocated further west. And so we'll have a whole bay of bike racks kind of right there by the parking space and a bench. And then kind of redoing a little bit of some of the pathways would be a new drinking fountain, which would also have like a pet bowl on it as well. And so again, these kind of elements are same from concept A to concept B, having additional seating around the pickleball tennis courts as well. So I do have some comp imagery that kind of would illustrate the style, aesthetic, what these amenities could be, but obviously we're still very in preliminary design at this point, so the materials and finishes and all that can change as we move through the design. So again, just kind of a comp imagery of what the privacy structure could look like, a potential for the drinking fountain with bottle filler and pet bowl. There's a picture of the existing swing benches, the tennis courts, pickleball courts, some of the existing benches that will be reutilized in the proposed concept. And then we do have an option, for the walkway that goes along the tennis courts, kind of back pitches, so it kind of holds water in there when you have some significant rain events. So the option to be able to kind of regrade the walking path so that way it pitches towards the road and doesn't retain water. And then so this page here for concept A is more specific just to concept A. So starting at the top, artificial turf surfacing. The second one, planting waves to be able to reinforce kind of the nature wave theme that the playground elements could have. Additional kind of reinforcing the wave theme with some curved benches that might go around the perimeter. Some limestone steppings to bring, again, some more natural materials into the playground concept. And then there's that imagery of kind of the stained, stamped concrete to be able to have pavement games or interest in the concrete. And then kind of a comp image, this is actually a park that you have that's really nearby, where we want to utilize any specialty paving or walls if we want to do like just an overlook, an area to pause and kind of view near the playground space. And now we get to concept B. So again, I won't review kind of the same elements that are from concept A, but the main difference here is you can see the enlarged playground container. So most of it was kind of just behind the courts, but in this concept, we stretched it a little bit further to the south. And it's important to note in this concept, even though we are increasing the playground container, the elements that are farthest south will be very low in stature. We're talking about poured-in-place or artificial turf play mounds that might be only a couple feet tall. So by the time you start adding plantings in and around the playground container, it wouldn't be something that we're proposing that would prohibit or block the view from or to Lake Michigan. So they're all very low elements in that southern space, just some seating benches and some mounds. Most of the taller playground structure is right adjacent to the tennis and pickleball courts. And so with the enlarged container, we can have a larger playground equipment. We can also accommodate additional swings because the current one only has a belt swing and a bucket swing. So in this concept, we can add an additional belt swing, add an ADA bucket seat as well. And so similar to the other concept, we have a similar concrete ribbon path that lines the parking or the playground that could be stained or patterned to add additional play elements to the playground. And then we do have several different options kind of for seating that would be more whimsical with this concept. So we do have the curved wood benches, but also having, you know, concrete kind of stone style seatings as well as like mushroom stepper seatings that kind of reinforce kind of that nature theme to the playground. Again, so we saw this already with concept A. And this page is specific to concept B. So up at the top, you can see the stained concrete patterning for the ribbon walk. We're also in this concept proposing some plant tunnels in certain area that kids can like climb under. And so this picture is not quite the same application that we would be proposing. This one utilizes strictly plants to create the arch. Obviously for maintenance and long-term care, for this element, we're proposing like a metal like arbor structure that you could then grow plants on it. So that way it's easier to maintain in the long run. We have some telescopes that could be on the structure, so you could enjoy like the view for the kids like from the structure out to Lake Michigan. The upper right is kind of the picture of the mushroom seats that can line the play container that kids can sit on as well. And the bottom right, you can't see this very well, but this is kind of the stone seating. This is more of the aesthetic that we'd be going for with that south area where it'd be just really shallow, low mounds with some additional seating and plantings. A wood bench. So these are areas where we have trees and they'd be curved wood material. And then the idea in that south portion that we'd have artificial turf mounds that could also have a play tunnel through it. And so that brings me to the playground options. We've worked with the vendor to provide a few different options for your consideration and ranking as well. So again, this pictures of all of these elements are going to be online on the survey as well. So that way you can see all these while you're voting. And so they are kind of specific to concept A and concept B. So options 1 and 2 are specific just to concept A, which is a smaller playground footprint that matches kind of what the size of the current footprint is. And so with that, we have 2 options. So this one has 2 towers. Again, the shade kind of structures on the top are more open and airy, kind of lower in stature. So again, try not to block the view to Lake Michigan. Has some slides, some climbing elements. This one has some music play elements in it as well. Just another photo, and incorporating some natural themes like steppers and logs. And then we have option 2. So this one again is lower in stature, but doesn't have like kind of the roof structure. And again, combination of climbing elements, sliding elements. There's some music play elements into this as well, and then some additional like stone kind of climbers to reinforce kind of that nature theme. And then for option B, which is the expanded footprint area, we have 4 concepts. And again, on the survey and on your comment cards, we're just asking you to rank them from your most preferred to least preferred. And again, once we're working through the design, the style of these playground equipment is open to change. If we like pieces from one concept, from another concept, or if we want to change something in and out, that can still happen at this point. They're just preliminary in nature to kind of help guide us on what the community prefers from the aesthetic and amenities. So concept one kind of has a similar roof structure as option one did. Again, some music play elements. You can see the expanded swings in here with the two belts, the bucket and the ADA swing. Another image of it. Option four, again, they're all kind of, the first two are very similar, but they have two towers, the same roof structure, same swings, just kind of a different gathering of different amenities here. And then we have option five, which this one kind of changes the roof from the original ones. This one has more kind of a climber element to it, a higher climber element. And then option six. So then this one, again, is kind of similar to option two with concept A. It has kind of the rock climbers, swings, slides, and some climbing elements to kind of link the two structures together. All right, and then we have some core options. And there's only two, as we kind of talked about in the first elements, which is some combination of tennis and pickleball. And so again, in the concept plan, we're anticipating that the surfacing of these courts would be asphalt surfacing with striping and color coding. And so in this concept, we're showing two doubles tennis courts and then two pickleball courts. And so you can see there's still maintaining, we'd get new, but it's still maintaining the 10-foot high chain link fence, coated black, kind of around most of the perimeter. We are on the east side closest to the playground, expanding that 10-foot high fence kind of to go all the way to the bench pad just so it provides someone playing on the playground a little bit more protection from stray balls in that area. But on the other side, the west side, still we'll still have that gap there, and we'll be adding another bench kind of pad over in that area as well. And then in between the tennis and pickleball, you can see there'll be like a 4-foot high fencing to kind of separate those courts as well. So this is option one, and then option two. So in this orientation, there's one tennis and then four pickleball. So again, you can kind of see the 4-foot fencing separating the pickleball and tennis courts. And then in both concepts, I had mentioned that we're trying to maintain the current footprint that's out there now. So we're not expanding it. So there's still some fencing on both corners that will be maintained as well. And with that, as we stated in the entry, in the intro to this presentation, obviously the intent is to try to apply for additional grant funding that could help support the future improvements to the park. And with that, if there's additional funding available, we're asking the community if there'd be some appetite for any additional park features here at Lakefront Park, obviously wanting to keep them still passive and fit into the current nature of the park. And so with that, we're asking for some feedback on some of these elements. So again, it's a ranking feature. You can also choose no additional park amenities, or you can choose to write in. If we didn't provide an option that you want, there's a space for you to fill it in as well. So ones that we're showing are bago courts, bocce courts, maybe a fitness station pod, game tables. It doesn't have to be ping pong, but it can just be like a chess table as well. A pollinator garden with some interpretive signage, or like a walking path, like a loop path, because I know it just goes straight through the park now, and you have the sidewalks that are along the road, but there's the option if you want to have like some more of an internal walking path as well. And with that, so all of you have cards that you received when you came in today that asks for your feedback on these amenities that we've presented today. So we ask that you fill those out and return them, or if you choose not to do that here, this is kind of the link to the survey right here. It's also on the back of your cards, or you can scan the QR code that's on the back of your card, and it'll bring you to the online survey as well. So this will be posted on the Park District website for 2 weeks, so it'll be open for public comment. So share the link with friends, neighbors. And with that, we'll open it up for any questions. And then you can come up here,
if you've got a question, just raise your hand, and I'll come to you with the mic. So.
Hi. I just wondered, have there been any sound studies that have been performed, any engineering studies that show what the sound level would be of the pickleball courts? I play pickleball and tennis, and I know the pickleball is quite a bit louder, and we live in the neighborhood. So have there been any sound studies or any planned?
We do know that pickleball is louder than tennis. That's a fact. This park is probably the farthest away the courts from any other houses compared to any other park in our system. So the houses are, I have that back in my office, but they're further away than any other park that we have. So there is increased sound with pickleball. There may be a possibility to put netting up that will stop that sound a little bit. There are advancements in pickleball for rackets and stuff that are starting to let the noise go down, but without a doubt, pickleball is a little noisier than tennis.
So I'm wondering, with the one tennis court, four pickleballs, the pickleball courts, you know, to the point of the extra noise, were on the east. So if it's decided to do the two courts and two tennis and two pickleball, could the pickleball courts in that scenario, using the same footprint, be on the east instead of the west?
Yes. Yeah, we can absolutely do that. The exhibit that you're seeing is obviously preliminary in nature and meant to illustrate the idea. But yes, we can. There is flexibility to be able to revise, like, which courts go where in that layout.
That would be, as somebody that lives really close by, that would be my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. Just full disclosure, we live on the park, kitty corner from the park. And if you come by our house during the summer, there is like almost a sound vortex where we can hear people talking on the corner. And I don't think you can underestimate, pickleball will be played, and it's a great sport, we both play it. Pickleball can be played from early in the morning until evening. And so we want to make sure that the peacefulness of the neighborhood is maintained, and we don't, have to listen to unduly loud noises all day long.
Would certainly encourage anyone who's got comments today to make sure that you do write them down on your card, or even when you take the survey online. So not just give us your verbal comments, but to get those in writing would really be helpful. Is there another question? I'll come to you after that.
So I'm newer to the neighborhood, and I guess I'm curious if there's going to be, I sort of want a larger picture of this. Are there other tennis courts that are going to be renovated? Is there another place for pickleball courts that is under consideration? Are there paddle courts coming? Like what? Just so to understand what's, why this, why now? Is it going to come up in a different area later? Is there a pool? Is it, what other sort of options are happening down the line to help say, oh, that would be the perfect place for tennis or pickleball? Or are we going to find out in 2 or 3 years? Or is there a place to even winterize the courts and have a bubble somewhere? Is that something that's under consideration that they do? And maybe I haven't seen it in Chicago, but I've seen it a lot in other areas where they put a winterized bubble over a tennis court. Can anyone speak to that?
We do have a master plan that we completed about 9 years ago, and that's what's been dictating our park improvements for the last 9 years. And we'll actually redo that again next year to go through a process again to see if anything's changed. Currently, right now, we are out for an OSLAD grant for West Park. In that OSLAD grant, we do have pickleball courts going in those courts, so we're going to have accommodation similar to this, tennis and pickleball at that site. If we get that grant, that project only moves forward if we are able to succeed in getting the grant. Otherwise, it will just be recoded for tennis at this time. But the desire is, we've had a large amount of people coming in and asking for pickleball. So that's why we're investigating different areas. And we're looking, just like we have in our other, throughout our whole system, we have tennis courts one or two sprinkled throughout the neighborhood parks. And that's kind of our intent moving forward, is to sprinkle pickleball in so that you're within a 10-minute walk to go to a playground to play tennis or play pickleball. So that would be our intent moving forward. Again, that's all based on funding. Then there has never been any consideration for bubbling anything like that. All of our parks are within a neighborhood, and that's never been a request made prior today. And there is no plans to put a swimming pool in. But we do have a reciprocal agreement with Northbrook, so you can go over and use their pools at resident rates, and those residents can come use our beach at resident rates. So kind of best of both worlds. No, there is no plan. There's no plan for a paddle ball, but again, we also have a reciprocal agreement with our neighboring park districts to play that at resident rate also. So amenities that we don't personally have here, we try to work out an agreement with another park district to provide that at a resident rate.
We've got questions here and here, too.
Hello. I have a number of clarifying questions. One, rumor or fact, underneath the current tennis courts, is there a reservoir of some sort that makes some issues with regard to the construction more challenging?
It is a fact. There are water tanks under this. And we are working with the village, and when we design new tennis courts over or redo them, that is taken into account in how they're constructed.
Okay, great. And then is the intention for the pickleballs to be an open play where you have a certain, like from a personal perspective, both Rich and I play at Flick Park a lot in Glenview. There's 6 courts there and 2 tennis courts, and there's a petition going on right now to expand the pickleball there. The key, though, to the success within Glenview is the courts are an open play concept where you rack up. So it's a very social concept. You play a game, and then you go back into the rack-up system, and there's a lot of turnover, which is fun. Is the concept going forward for these courts to be a rack-up system or a reservation system?
We haven't even gone down that road yet, but for the majority of our tennis times, it is a racket system.
Okay, and again, it's a different type of sport.
I totally agree with you. We did move into reservations during the pandemic on our tennis courts, and that's first, not all the time, some of the times. That's to be seen if we're going to continue that method moving forward after the pandemic's over, but we kind of went to that method now, so we have not really investigated that, and we'll take that under consideration.
Okay, I would suggest you kind of work backwards and decide what type of experience you want for the tennis players and the pickleball players. Reservations work relatively well for tennis, but for pickleball, when there's a lot of socialization, which makes the sport really fun, I would suggest a minimum of 4 courts. Otherwise, you don't get that sense of community, which is what I assume you're trying to get here.
We'll let the board take, we'll give that the board under advisement for that. So thank you for your feedback.
Okay, thank you.
You still have a question?
You stole my thunder. I'm a pickleball player and a tennis player, so I'm not really biased either way. I spent a month in Florida in an open setting like that where they had a bunch of pickleball courts, and it was a big draw. And people racked up, and you could come and play. You didn't have to, schedule anything. Just come and play, rack up for several hours. Most people tended to come in the mornings and leave their afternoons for other things. I don't know if that's what you see at Flick. But with that in mind, I think it would be a big mistake to just do 2 pickleball courts there. As a matter of fact, at one point we were considering 6. I guess that's something that was nixed.
Yeah, the board took off that consideration. They wanted to make sure there was at least 1 tennis court here because we had a big demand for tennis at this site also.
Okay. I would strongly encourage for 4 courts to get that kind of community involvement, and you'll have people, it will be a draw.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions in the audience right now?
Hi, sorry, I'm a little late. I was just wondering where the consideration is where we have existing pickleball courts right by Watts, And there seems to be a lot of green space and the smallest residents of Glencoe playing at school, at South School, and they've got like big fields and a lot more space there. I selfishly just moved very close to there, partly for pickleball. And so I'm curious, as someone who grew up not too far from where this is going, why or where that location might be considered as a part of the expansion as opposed to our precious lakefront.
So we're just discussing Lakefront Park tonight. That does not mean in the future Watts racquet courts won't be expanded or added there also. So the consideration for the board was to decide if they want to put pickleball and tennis courts here. In the future, they might do that with Watts also. The reason we're discussing these courts right now are that this court is at the end of its useful life. So this court within 2 years has to be replaced. And so this is the time to consider whether to add pickleball here.
My other quick question. Sorry, I just moved here like 2 weeks ago, so I'm trying to get caught up to speed. Is there a consideration for this lakefront park to keep the two tennis court lines and then also draw pickleball on top of it, similar to what is situated at Watts?
That's a really good question. So we held three separate focus groups on tennis and pickleball, had 10 in each group. There was a big desire from the group not to try to double use the amenities, that it just makes it confusing. There was a loud consensus that if you're going to do it tennis and pickleball and not try to just do overlines and things like that, which make it, the nets are different. You have to bring roller ones in. Pickleball people don't really like that. So there was a consensus, if you're going to do pickleball, do it as a permanent court. Welcome.
Any consideration around parking in the summertime? Because those parking spots get pretty full, particularly on the weekends.
Yeah, we will not be adding additional parking. So it will be the existing parking around the park and then on the streets that currently have, and that was a consideration the board knew in the summer. The park gets very heavily used, especially when the beach is open. So that was a consideration that they are taking into account. Hence why they didn't put six in.
You mentioned the outside funding or whatever, but the way it was said, it sounded like maybe depending on your layout might determine whether you could get the funding. Is that, or just it has nothing to do with whether you have pickleball and tennis or however it is, it's just funding, is it somebody likes you or not?
In order to add, in order to go for a grant, you need five new recreation amenities added to a park. And so that's why we asked the question, would the community want some other passive recreation amenities in there that would let us have the ability to apply for a grant to help fund this project? So that's why the bocce courts came in and bago and chess tables and things like that. Those are all amenities that add to the full package. If you only renovate a playground and the courts, that wouldn't be enough to apply for a grant based on the criteria that the state sets.
Pickleball is particularly sensitive to wind. Has there been much consideration for how to deal with that, especially being so close to the...
Yeah, when the wind shields, I don't know if you can speak more to that, but the wind guards we would put up.
Yeah, I mean, you can obviously put up the wind guards on the chain link fence. There are quite a bit of mature trees and landscaping that are kind of around the courts as well that would provide some additional screenings. I mean, anything ranging from like shrubs to tall trees. So I don't know who plays there now feels that it has somewhat protected, but just from looking at the topography and the existing site features, plus once you add the wind screens, that could be something that could offset that.
To follow up on that, you mentioned a four-foot fence. Where is that on the drawing?
So it's letter O.
Okay. Both O's or just?
So there's layers. These.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
This.
Gotcha. So as a result of that, then my follow-up is windscreens on a four-foot fence are not really effective.
Right.
And I think windscreens are going to be a big issue because you're right at the lake. And then and then maybe there would be some sound baffling the higher they are. And the other point is between the tennis courts and the pickleball courts, a four-foot fence may protect the tennis players from pickleballs, but it won't protect the pickleball players from tennis balls. So just kind of, I'm thinking very in practical terms on how this is going to work.
Sure.
The other thing I would suggest, if there are five requirements, ask the question that way, more people are going to say we want more amenities because they want to be able to get a grant. It's just a different way of looking at it.
And then
I really want to know if they want those amenities just not because of a grant. You know, it's want to make sure that they really want those things in the park.
We've got, looks like, two more questions. Do we need to limit the number of questions at this point, or are we okay on time?
We're still okay on time.
Okay, all right.
And so just to clarify also that question you had sent, there's four-foot fence separating the different courts, but there's also 10-foot fence around the perimeter. And so that's N. So it's going to go most of the way around on the east side. There's just a gap there for the bench, and then it's all around there in a gap as it currently exists there on this side. But we can always consider the option of expanding the 10-foot fence all the way around the perimeter if that's a preferred.
So for the five amenities necessary for a grant, what are those improvements on our ballot here?
Can I go to that slide, Lacey? Do we have a slide?
Yeah, so on concept B, if we apply for the grant, concept B, the amenities that are shown here would be tennis is one, pickleball counts as another one. It doesn't matter if you have five or two. It counts as one recreation component, and then the playground space would count as a third. And so we're looking for an additional two elements. And so, let's see, let me back up.
So meaning to get a grant, you would need at least two of the items at the bottom of our ballot here.
Right. And then again, there's a space that's open. Oh, oops, went too far.
One more.
For other considerations as well. And so we tried to put in something that's more passive. Obviously, the grant is a 50-50 matching grant up to $400,000. So some of these amenities, even though we put in two, are relatively lower cost features that would then be able to get you that $400,000. So obviously, bag of courts, bocce, the fitness stations are a little bit more expensive than some of the other ones. Pollinator Garden, that one isn't necessarily considered a recreation amenity that would count towards your five, but the grant administrators do like to see that you're putting in some sort of green infrastructure component into the grant application as well. So it's something like a rain garden or a pollinator garden, interpretive signage, those things also get you a point, but it doesn't count as a recreation amenity.
I'm sorry, I missed the last part. A pollinator garden would or would not count?
It doesn't count as your five, one of your five recreation amenities, but it is something that would add is that green infrastructure component that would get you some additional points, like award, you know, towards achieving like a higher score, but it doesn't count as one of the five amenities.
So you would need, for example, some fitness stations like the concrete blocks in the linear park?
That's an option. I would say
that would count as an amenity.
It may or may not. It depends on who's grading and who we're up against. OSLADs are extremely competitive, so I don't know if the stations in you're comparing to Linear Park would probably not qualify. It'd be more like an exercise station there or any of these other amenities.
So there really is no option of going ahead with just the playground improvement and the tennis and pickleball courts unless we do some of these other improvements.
That's incorrect. The expanded footprint of the playground and some of those other amenities. So if we expanded the playground, if you can go to B, we wouldn't be able to do that. It's not in our current scope budget to make a bigger playground. It would be a much smaller playground. So it would just be the racket court, a very small playground, maybe not even some of the other amenities improvements the benches and things like that may not be in budget depending on when it's designed.
So the smaller concept could be done within the existing budget of the park district?
Possibly, yes.
Without relying on a grant?
Correct.
Thank you.
Did you have a question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'll come to you. I just had a quick question about what's the number of dedicated tennis courts in the village in comparison to, from what I understand, there are zero dedicated pickleball courts in the village?
Yeah, currently there's zero dedicated pickleball courts, and off the top of my head, should have brought that. I think there's 11 or 12,
okay.
Believe. Don't
yeah,
quote me
and
on
I,
that.
And I would just like to reiterate what David said, that fencing separating the tennis and the pickleball, I think it will be a major problem at 4 feet. I mean, the tennis balls definitely bounce a lot higher than a pickleball does, and those balls will be crossing over back and forth the entire time if both groups are playing at the same time. It's something to probably consider of the separation. I haven't been to a court yet where they've had a separation like that was less than 10 feet, you know, to keep the ball separated. Most of the pickleball courts are all separated by 4 feet fence, but I think when you have the tennis next to it, it's probably going to pose a problem.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that pickleball is very fun and popular, but I've also read an article recently that in Wilmette, there's a lot of controversy because of the noise and the neighbors are very unhappy. And this is an important park for our community. Is this a done deal that we're going to have pickleball courts in this location?
The board's taking all the comments under consideration.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask about the role of ADA accommodations within the park and whether they count and how they count towards the recreational amenities.
Yeah, so as part of the grant, you're required, any of the recreation amenities that you're going to be putting in is a requirement that all of them have ADA accessibility to them. So if we're going to repair and replace the tennis courts, pickleball courts, playground, all of those amenities would be required to have accessible access. And same with kind of the playground. So we'd be putting in, the turf is an accessible surface. We'd also be putting in an ADA bucket swing as well. It doesn't count towards your recreation amenity count of 5, but it is a requirement from the grant that every amenity be ADA accessible.
And regardless of whether we go for a grant or not, we
yeah.
strive to make our playgrounds ADA accessible. So that's why we're doing the surface that we do that will be accessible by a wheelchair, that we want to put the ADA bucket swing in, things like that.
And we have a question here, and then I've got one up front that I'll grab.
Hi, I'm an engineer, and my question is based on my kids' questions. Is there any consideration for having a green energy playground by adding wind turbine, but since we are next to the water, and also photovoltaic panels or other green ideas for energy in this playground or in the west playground?
Any energy features? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
So the question is there any consideration for green energy within the playground area, such as like a wind turbine or solar panels, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Not as currently the concepts that were presented do not have those incorporated into them, but obviously we can discuss with the playground vendor what options do exist for that. Obviously, if you want solar powered, if you want to harness power to be able to power something, obviously we'd want to consider like what that might be. But it's a consideration that we can look into. Yeah.
A clarifying question, please. In these concepts, it looks like there's only 2 benches, correct?
In this concept?
Or maybe the other one?
Yeah. So okay. It'll be like a traditional bench, but a different bench style.
And then, I'm sorry, but where are the benches within the pickleball tennis court area on the green?
This one over
L. One there, okay.
There.
Okay, good. I mean, I would suggest as many as possible because, again, if you're going with that open play concept, people will sit in between their play. Sometimes we'll bring their own chairs, but it's just a good amenity to have. And if those are structured as donor benches, I think you'll get some pickleball donors as a result of that as well.
Great. Thank you.
I do have a question just on the playground because we're concentrating a lot on the courts. There were some features in the playgrounds, if you go to the slide with the musical instruments. In this concept, we have some musical apparatus. How does everybody feel about that next to the park? So if you were concerned about noise of pickleball, I just want to know how you would feel about musical, amenities in the playground. Kids really like them. Just want to know how you're all feeling. So.
It's got a. Let me take one question back here, and then we'll come back to that. And if someone's got a response, I'll just raise your hand. Otherwise, you could obviously put that in the survey information as well.
Yep.
Following up on your musical question, I mean, I think we need to have the musical apparatus described to us. Is it like tubular bells, or is it, you know, take a stick and go across? You know,
yeah,
a metal fence. So,
no, yeah,
but that wasn't my question. But
So obviously, there's a large variety of musical play equipment that you can put out here. Anything from chimes, but they do come with like soft mallets, drums that you can hit with your hands, even like just panels that again you can hit with kind of the soft mallet. So that it has quite a range that you can pick from as far as musical equipment. But it is kind of more, it's meant to be played, you know, with mallets and that are with the equipment themselves. And obviously not to the volume that you would have like a traditional, like music, if you were going to play a xylophone or a drum, obviously it's not going to have that resonating sound that a traditional music like that you would play would have, you know, with the playground equipment.
Okay. So my question, maybe I missed it, but was there any discussion of lighting?
We will not be doing lighting in this park. No, just the safety lighting that we currently have. It will not be lit up at night.
Questions or any other comments about the question on music, interest in musical elements here?
What's the general feeling about the playground? Does anybody have a thought on the playground apparatus? Yes.
There's that new park, Duke Park. Right. And the train makes a noisy sound that's pretty overwhelming, I think. So I am very concerned about sound. You know, this is an important part of our community, and I am concerned about sound in the park. Yes.
There's no train in this park, so I'll tell you that much. So, there's someone right behind you. I'm sorry, Steve. Oh. Yeah.
I think to get a better sense of the sound and the playground, it might be helpful to share either like a YouTube video or some other kind of park where we can understand what the sounds are and what the interaction is like. So that might be helpful to better answer your question. I don't know that I certainly can't answer it based on the picture.
Okay, good feedback.
Any other questions at this point? All right, well, with that, I think Lisa, we're just looking to maybe sort of adjourn the online meeting,
yep.
But before we do that, just a reminder for those at home that to take the cert, you could, you know, use that link or that QR code or go to the Park District website and take the survey. As Lisa had mentioned, that'll be open for 2 weeks. And for those that are here, if you want to stick around, once we shut down the Zoom meeting, we can bring any of the concepts back up on screen if you want to use your comment cards here if there's something you want to see. Otherwise, as Lacey pointed out, you can use that link or QR code to view that at home on your computers or even on your phones. So feel free to stick around for a few minutes afterward if you'd like.
And just to remind everybody, this park is definitely in the development design stage. We are not looking even to look at construction until 2023 would be the soonest it would be done. We're going through our due diligence and in planning this. So that's the time frame we're looking at, so that you all understand that. You won't see anything this summer on this as we move forward.
Do have one last.
Yeah, just thank you guys for inviting the opinion of the community. That's a really important thing to do. Great job.
Thank you. And we appreciate all of you coming out and giving your opinion. I encourage you to fill out those surveys, send in your comments via email. Anything that is in writing will be compiled and given to the board for consideration as they continue to study this project. All right. Thank you very much.